Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I hope that this year is going great for you. I am praying for you, and I am seeking the Lord on your behalf. I hope that you are praying for me if you're listening in to this podcast. Today, I really want to talk about awareness. And what I mean by awareness is awareness of the Father's heart. I just believe that the Lord is calling us as his family, his children, right? To have the Father's heart. And what I mean by that, guys, is really go after the Lord today. There are so many things happening along in our world right now, and it causes us to think, oh man, I don't know what I'm going to do. But the Lord is saying, ask. Matthew 6:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. I think we are in a season, guys, of open heaven. And what I mean by open heaven, I don't mean by possessions. I don't mean things or more positions. I mean that we are in an open heaven, meaning that God's heart and his love is pouring out on us if we want it, if we want to receive it. And particularly how we steward things, I feel that the Lord is asking us, guys, how can I give you glory with what I have? How can I show up tangibly with the presence of God? How can I mirror the love of the Father to someone else? How can I live the love of the Father in front of someone else? And it particularly starts with how we steward our homes. We ask for a lot of things from God, but God is looking for those who are asking for his presence and his heart in this season. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't have a relationship with God in that way, and you're looking for tangible things, you're looking for a better job, you're looking for a better home, you're looking for a better situation, I want to encourage you not to ask God about those things. That is low-hanging fruit. That if you can just fix your eyes on Jesus and desire what God wants, if you desire what God wants for your heart and God and for your life, if you can desire those things, God is going to bless you immensely with things that you cannot comprehend. Because in this season, guys, if you look in the world, if you look in the USA, people are losing their jobs, they're losing their foundation, they're losing their position. And God is allowing that to happen because he wants to make us aware of who he is and what we need. A lot of us think we need things, image, or winning is success in the world. But God is trying to get those who follow him to understand that success means that we are closer to him, we understand what he's saying, and we're seeking his heart. So I want to really engage in this. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open to you. And so God is asking, he's given us an invitation to say, Lord, I want more of you. I want to know what you want me to know. I want what you want. Lord, give me your heart and mind in all things. And when we ask this, guys, God opens up our understanding about the things that we have and the things that we don't have, or the posture of our hearts. And also, he elevates us to where he wants us to be. And so when we ask the Father what we need, what awareness, Lord, we want this, we want that. When we ask him for spiritual things, when we ask him for his heart, God showers us with everything natural that we need. And so I hope that if you're a Christian or you're a follower of Jesus and you've been asking God for new things, a house, a car, a new situation, a better situation, I want you to change your posture. I want you to ask God for his heart and his mind in all things. A lot of times, God is trying to reposition us based on a situation we might be going through, and our first response is to complain. Our first response is to say, Lord, why am I going through this, right? But God is wanting to shift our perspectives, guys, to, Lord, what is it that you want me to know? What is it? How do I need? What is in my heart, Lord? Is my heart ready to receive from you, right? Like he's trying to strip away all of the things that the world is trying to put inside of us, and he's trying to fill us with his presence, with his heart, and with his mind. And so I want to encourage you guys that if you're asking for the wrong things, change your posture. But I also want to encourage you that when you ask God, he's going to give you what you need. And when you seek God, he's going to open up a door to find him in a place that you had no idea that he was waiting on you. And I want to encourage you that he is waiting on you. He's not waiting to bless you. He's waiting on you to say yes. And when you say yes, the blessing will be released. And the things that you think you're struggling with, you will overcome. And so in this season, we're going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I want to encourage you today, if you're listening, that God has something specifically for you, but you need to ask for awareness. You need to ask for the Father's heart and the Father's mind and all things. And when you shift your posture, God is going to enlighten you with his presence, and you're going to feel what a true weight, a true success is. And the true success is that you have a relationship with the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, everything that can be shaken will be shaken in this season. And if you're not spending the time to really hear God and hear his heart or be obedient, then this is a time that you need to change your posture. You need to change your prayer. You need to change your perspective. You need to change what you're listening to. You need to change what you're watching. You need to change the people around you. You need to say no to certain things that you usually do. You need to go into a quiet place and you need to ask the Lord, how do you want me to encounter you today? And so let me pray for you guys. Father, I thank you for your mercy and your grace upon your people. Father, I ask today, if someone's listening in and they don't know you, Lord, I ask that you would encounter them right where they are. I ask, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you would come and you would fill them with your spirit, and that you would fill them with your heart, and that you would fill them with your mind. Lord, I ask right now that you would meet them, whatever situation they're in. May they see you, may they seek your heart in all things. And Father, I ask that those that are seasoned in you, that they're going through a situation or a seasonal transition, Lord, that you would be with them in a way, Lord, that they know that it's you, that they would seek you, Lord, in a different way, that they would change their posture, not based on their situation, but based on the Father sitting on the throne in heaven. And so, Lord, we thank you for those that are receiving this word. And we ask, Lord, that you would seal this word, Lord God, that you would seal it in their hearts and seal it in their minds, that they may seek you with all of their hearts, with all their minds, and with all their strength. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you glory today. Amen.